Today's daf is Shavuos daf Gimel. We left off daf Beis and Beis. Yesterday we learned the Mishnah, very long Mishnah about Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, and most of the Mishnah focused on Yedios Hatuma Shtayim Shein Arba, the idea that that in order for that there are two basic cases of Helim Kodesh Umigdash, for which a person is chayv a karban, and but it's really shehin arba. They're really from the psukim about helm kodesh v'migdash. We actually learn four cases where a person would be chayv a karban. So says the Gemara right off the bat, two lines from the bottom of the page, daf beis and beis. Michti tana mimakos salik maishna detani shvuos. We just finished maseches makos, so why are we going on to shvuos? What's the connection between Maseches Makos and Maseches Shavuos? If you look at Rashi, Kach Seder Mishnah Shavuos Acher Makos. Rashi says you should know this is in fact the order of the Mishnayos, that we have Shavuos after Makos. So why would Rabbi Danasi set up to have Shavuos right after Makos? So if you take a look at Tosfos on the top, Avogav the Kaimelin the B'shem Masech the Saint Seder the Mishnah, Tosfos says, wait a second, who says Shavuos is after Makos? In Seder the Mishnah, don't we generally have a rule that there you can't be medayik anything from the order of the Mishnayos? Sahani mili linin machlokas farach kachstam she Rebbe lo shana the Talmidav haMesechtos al Seder avol acher she shana and Sidron am lechonon bav yasa and zu acher zu. Meaning as follows, that when in terms of the rule of machlokas farach kachstam or stam v'acher kach machlokas, there's ain Seder the Mishnah from one Mesechta to another. The rule is as follows: if you have a machlokas in one Mishnah and then a later Mishnah that's a Stam Mishnah, like one side of that Machlokas, that's an indication that we paskin like the Stam Mishnah, because it tells you that Rebbe originally thought, wasn't sure which way to go, and so he originally taught it as a Machlokas, and then later on, he was so semit, he put it all together as one as a Stam Mishnah on one side of that Machlokas, because he made up his mind that this is the way we paskin. So it's based on what came later, we can determine what he held the Halacha was. If there was a Stam after a machlokas. If you have a machlokas after a stam, so that tells you that originally Rebbe thought there was only one shita out there, and then he discovered another shita, was no longer certain that we paskin like the first shita, and therefore taught it as a machlokas. That's only true within one mesechta. But if there's a stam in one mesechta and a machlokas in a later mesechta, or a machlokas in one mesechta and a stam in a later mesechta, you can't determine anything. And the reason you can't determine anything is because Rebbe, when he taught the Mishnayos, did not go in the order in his base medrash, in his yeshiva, he didn't go in the order of the mesechtos as we have them. So since he didn't go in the order of the mesechtos as we have them, you can't say, oh, must be that this Mishnah, since it comes later, he changed his mind. It comes later in our Shas, but it didn't necessarily come later in Rebbe's base medrash. That was true of Rebbe's curriculum of how he taught the Mishnayos. But when Rebbe put the book together, when he arranged the Mishnayos, he clearly arranged them in a particular order. So he definitely put Shavuos after Makos as part of the arrangement of Shas. He may not have taught Shavuos after Makos in his base medrash, but as part of the arrangement of Shas, Shavuos came after Makos. That's a fundamental idea that Tosfos is telling us, that even though we say Ein Seder L'Mishnah, that's only true in terms of what Rebbe taught, but there's definitely a reason for the order of the Mishnayos. It's almost like people confuse Ein Mukta Mukha B'Torah, that there's no order in the Torah, right? There's no order in the Torah means the Torah was not arranged chronologically necessarily, that one event does not necessarily follow the other event historically, but there is a reason why things are put where they are in the Torah, why one pasuk is put after another and before a different pasuk. So very similarly with the Mishnayos, Ein Seder L'Mishnah in terms of the way it was taught, the order that it was taught, but certainly there is a reason why things end up where they are in the Mishnayos. And that's why the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos, by every single Masechta, the Rambam has an explanation of why that Masechta is right where it is and not somewhere else, comes after the Masechta that precedes it, or before the Masechta that it precedes. That's how the Rambam does with every Masechta. Over here, the Gemara does it explicitly. The Gemara doesn't typically do it, so that's where Tosfos takes the opportunity to talk about this idea. So anyway, so the Gemara is a very strong question. Why is it that Makos leads us into Shavuos thematically? What's the link between them? Answers the Gemara, bottom line of Beis and Beis, Mishum Detani Chayev al Rosh Shtayim Achas Mikan Achas Mikan, because we learned in Maseches Makos that you're chayiv for both peos harosh, one on each side, you have two peos harosh, v'alazakan shtayim, and a person is chayiv for v'alazakan shtayim mikan v'shtayim mikan v'achs min lamata, chadadim chayiv alatarti. And by the beard, we learn that that a person is chayiv for five spots on the beard. If a person shaves off the spots on the beard, we discussed already, there's a difference between the Isser to shave off the Peos HaRosh and the Isser to shave off the Peos on the beard, the Peos HaZakan. By the Peos HaZakan, the Isser is only with Giluach Sheyesh Bo Hashchasa, if you're going to shave it in a way that's going to be destructive and is shaving. A tweezer is destructive but isn't shaving. A scissor is shaving but is not destructive, and therefore both of those are mutter. It's only Giluach which is with a tar, which with a razor itself. Shulchan Aruch even paskins misparayim ke'en tar, which is something that acts like a scissor but provides a very close shave. Like a tar, Shulchan Aruch paskins is in fact mutter when it comes to the Peos HaZakan. By the Peos HaRosh, it's not so. Even if a person were to use a scissor, but they were to completely remove all the Peos HaRosh, that would also be a violation of removal of the Peos HaRosh. That's the difference between the Peos HaRosh and the Peos HaZakan. But by the Peos HaZakan, it says that you chayiv for five spots on the beard. So it turns out, chada d'mechayiv alatarti. It's one iser for which you chayiv two things. So very similar to what we learned at the beginning of Maseches Shavuos, Tana Shavuos, Shtayim, Shein Arba. And therefore, it leads us thematically right into the idea of Shavuos, where you chayiv where the Mishnah starts off with two Shavuos that are really four, right? Shavuos of Lahara Lahetiv, which we assume the original two is something that you will do. I will do this and you don't do it, you say I won't do something and you do it, and which is really four because it's also about past tense. I did do this, I did not do this, and it happens to not be true. So it's Shtayim Shein Arba. That's how we lead straight from Maseches Makos into Maseches Shavuos. If you look at Tosfos on Beis Amid Beis, the second Tosfos, Chayev al Rosh Shtayim, says Tosfos Nira, Da'aval Gavda al Zakan Einu Chayev el Beta'ar. He says, even though it's true that on the beard you're only Chayev if you use a razor, Kedam Perek Basu de Makos, like it says at the end of Maseches Makos, to be inan Giluach Shiyesh, because you need to do a giluach that a shaving that is destructive. When it comes to the Peos HaRosh, you're chayiv even if you use a misparayim ke'ein tar, scissors that are like a razor. Kid muchach per gimel minim, as is muchach in the Gemara Nazir, dekamar iksiv roshov lo zekano, hava minitarti mashma, da asi asay, vidachilos asay, umashma da kafas kalarosh shmea kafa. Had it said Rosho and Natsukano, so I would say that first of all the assay of shaving the Nazir's head, that's part of the idea of a Nazir, that a Nazir, we're used to thinking of a Nazir as someone who grows his hair, which is true, so long as he's a Nazir, but part of the procedure of being a Nazir is that a Nazir then shaves his head at the end, when he brings his carbon at the end of his Nazirus, he shaves all of his hair up. But wait a second, has he allowed to shave his head? Isn't it a violation of Hakafas HaRosh? Right, so the Gemara over there says that first of all, Asi Asei V'dachilos Asei, the Asei that he has the mitzvah, that he has to shave his head, pushes away the Los Asei, that you're not allowed to be Makif the Rosh. But also you see from there, from the fact that you even need the Asei to push away Los Asei, is that HaKafas Kal Rosh Me HaKafa, that one might have thought that the Isra of HaKafas HaRosh is to give yourself a round haircut, but that involves leaving something on the top. But even if you shave your entire head, that's also called HaKafa. V'akati betar minolon, and the Gemara says, okay, but how do we know with a razor? Ulach iksiv zekano. V'ilo mechayv b'akafas HaRosh al betar. Now, says Tosos, if even on HaKafas HaRosh, if even on the Peos HaRosh, you're only chayv if you use a razor, then you would already see from the discussion about the Rosh that a Mitzorah must use a Tar, because why else do you even need Asei Doch Alos Asei? You would just be able to Midam Rachman Ad Asei De Mitzorah Dachi Lav Da Hakafa. If you're going to tell me that the Asei of Mitzorah pushes off the Los Asei of Hakafa, and we know that by a Mitzorah you don't need to use a Tar to shave the Mitzorah, so why is it that it's an Asei being Doch Alos say maybe for the Isra of Hakafas HaRosh, only if you use a tar, only if you use a razor, it's Asr. And the Mitzara will use something else, so it's not even going to be a violation of anything. From the fact that it assumes that there is a violation, and that you need a Seidoch Halos HaSei, that tells you that Hakafas HaRosh, the Isra of Hakafas HaRosh, is even when you don't use a tar, even when you don't use a razor. Now Tosus uses this expression, Misparayim, Ke'entar, that Misparayim Ke'entar is going to be mutter to use on the beard, but aser to use on the head. Now the definition of that term is subject to major dispute. Shulchan Aruch is, it's clear in Shulchan Aruch that he's mekel with Misparayim Ke'entar. And l'chora, that's the biggest reason to be mekel with electric shavers. That most of them work as Misparayim Ke'entar. If, depending on your definition of Misparayim Ke'entar, if your definition of Misparayim Ke'entar is that it works as a scissor, functions like a scissor functions, but it's Ke'entar, it provides you with a similar result to a razor, well then that's exactly an electric shaver. That it functions as a scissor, but provides you with a similar result to a razor. Some would translate Misparayim Ke'entar differently, though. That Misparayim Ke'entar doesn't mean it works like a scissor and provides you with the result of a razor, but rather it's a scissor that provides you with a result that's Ke'entar, that's close to that of a razor. But if it provides you with the result that's not just close, but is the result of a razor, like the very sophisticated electric shavers we have today that are extremely good and provide you with, it's so close to the result that a razor will provide you with, that the difference is negligible, it wouldn't even make a difference in the halacha, so then you would say that there would be a problem with the electric shavers. That, of course, is all assuming that's all assuming that the way they work is actually like a misprayim. Rav Belsky writes in the Sefer Shulchan Halevi, that someone printed up of Rav Belsky's different shitos, that the Chavetz Chaim, Maseches Makos, is the first one to really aser electric shavers, because they came out during the times of the Chavetz Chaim, the idea of an electric shaver, and he answered it in Likutei Halachos in Maseches Makos. And Rav Belsky believes that the Chavetz Chaim would not disagree with Rav Moshe's Kula for electric shavers. He said he saw a shaver from the times of the Chavetz Chaim. I don't know what museum he went to find a shaver from the times of the Chavetz Chaim. And he said the way that it cut was with one blade. And that Rav Moshe's and one blade is not a scissor action. It doesn't act like a scissor. It acts like a razor. That's a real problem of a razor. But nowadays, all of our shavers function with double blades, or pretty much all of our shavers function with double blades. So if they function with double blades, with two blades going in opposite directions, that's more like a scissor, and that's what Rav Moshe was mekel based on, and he said that the Chavetz Chaim would agree with Rav Moshe's kula. Rav Moshe was very adamant about his kula. My brother told me that he asked Rav Nata Greenblatt about Rav Moshe's shita on electric shavers, and Rav Nata said to him, put it this way, any lo mutzlach that came to Rav Moshe and asked for haskama for his sefer, no matter how lousy the sefer was, got a haskama from Rav Moshe on the sefer. But when they came to Rav Moshe for a haskama on the sefer asering shaving, Rav Moshe refused to give haskama. He was pretty adamant about this. He held that that electric shavers, as long as they function like a scissor, are okay. I think I mentioned the other day, I'm not sure if I mentioned, the issue with the lift and cut shavers is a major discussion in the contemporary poskim. I don't really understand this. What the discussion seems to be is whether it actually works like a razor, whether it works like a scissor. Rabbi Shabtai Rappaport seems to assume that it works like a scissor, because after all, lift and cut just means as if you took a tweezer and lifted the hair out of your face a little bit, and then you took a scissor and cut really close with the scissor. Because the way the blade works, it's still the screen holds the hair in place and the blade comes and knocks it off. So that's more like a scissor when the screen is holding it in place. That's the bottom blade of the scissor, and then the right is the screen itself, and then the blade comes and knocks it off. That's the top blade of a scissor. That's normal scissor action. But other poskim assume that that's not the case. That the screen doesn't really hold it in place, or isn't necessary to hold it in place. The screen is just there to protect your face. Others assume, even if the screen isn't doing anything in terms of the cutting, the very fact that it's there to protect your face is exactly the heter of using a scissor, that the blade is not coming straight on your face, that there's obviously something in between your face and the blade, and that's the screen. So just having a screen in any event is the kula. Okay, so that's a discussion amongst the poskim. But anyway, so our Gemara suggested that the reason that we went right into Shavuos straight from Maseches Makos is because of the discussion relating to Peiros HaRosh of Shtayim Shein Arba. If you look at Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph, Valazak and Shtayim Mikan, says Tosfos near a Damashkis v'Nishchas Shneim Chayavin. Very interesting. Tosfos says, when it comes to shaving your beard, not only is the person who's doing the shaving going to be chayiv, the person who's getting shaved is also going to be chayiv. Meaning, let's say you don't shave yourself with a razor, but you go to the barber. Many barbershops offer to shave you. They'll offer to shave you with a razor. So let's say you take them up on their offer. So who has violated the Yisr? Tulsa says both the mashkis and the nishchas are chayiv, just like kimoba kafsa rosh. Dom perik beis nazirim. Just like by the Peiros HaRosh, it's not okay to go to a barber and have him cut off your Peiros HaRosh. Because even though he's doing it, both the Makif and the Nikif are Chayiv. Echra Makif, Echra Nikif, B'mashma. The Aphelgav, the Hasam, Darish, Midichsiv, Lo Sakifu, Lashon Rabim, Fractosos, but wait a second, that's different. Peiros HaRosh is different. You know how we know that both the Makif and the Nikif are Chayiv by Peiros HaRosh? Because the way it's expressed in the Torah is B'lashon Rabim. It says Lo Sakifu, not Lo Sakif. So that implies that it applies to two people, both the Makif and the Nikif. But by the beard, it only says, doesn't say lo sashchisu. It says lo sashchis, which is the lashon yachid. So says tells us, yeah, that's true. Still, it's going to apply both to the mashchis and the nishchas. Because haksiv nami bekohanim lo yigalechu. By kohanim, it says lo yigalechu in the plural lashon rabim. And we do link the Isser of Kohanim to shave with the Isser of everybody else to shave. We do learn one from the other, and since it says it in the plural, Lagabe the Kohanim, we can apply that plural Lashon, Lagabe everybody else as well. And we learn the connection in the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin between Kohanim shaving and regular people shaving. Ubehed yatanya b'tosefta d'makos, and it says b'ferish in the tosefta Maseches Makos, hamashchis pa'as zakano shel chavero shneim chayavin, that someone who destroys the pa'as zakan of his friend, that they are both chayiv. V'asru liYisrael lahaniach lenachri lahakif rosho lahashchis zikno. Yisrael is not allowed to permit a nachri to be makif his rosh or to be mashkas his zakan. Dam Rav Huna Perek Beis Nazirim. Rav Huna says in Maseches Nazir, hamakif es hakatan chayiv v'hu adin ipcha. That if someone does hakafa, if someone shaves off the peis of a katan, he's chayiv. And not only that, if you have a katan shaving off your own peis, you're going to be chayiv as well. The lo makish makif lenikif. Because we don't make the comparison between makif and nikif, meaning we don't say, well, just like the one who's being makif is pater, because he's a katan, he's not chayiv in any mitzvahs, so too, by definition, the nikif is going to be pater. If you made that comparison, then you would say that if a goyish barber shaves off your payas, that would be fine. Because just like the guy is pater, because he has no iser, so too, right, so one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, so too, the Jew should be pater as well. We don't say such a thing. V'yafakav dahasim poligale ravada barava mishum dechsiv lo sakifu echra makav echra nikav mashma v'iskish makav v'nikav kolech de nikav mechayiv makav nami mechayiv, even though ravada barava disagrees over there, he says that we do link the role of the makif and the role of the nikav, that only in a place where the nikav is chayiv is the makif going to be chayiv umashma hasim to the ravada barava afilu yisuru drabanan leka, and it makes it sound that according to ravada barava, if you go to a non-Jewish barber and have him cut your payas off, that it's not even an issur d'rabbanan, that we do make a link between the makif and the nikif, and if the makif is not going to be chayiv because he's a non-Jew, then the nikif is not going to be chayiv either. And even mid'rabbanan, it's not aser. Mitkamle the Ravuna benecha katanim ledidach man migaleach lehu, from the fact that they said to Ravuna, your young children, according to you, who shaves them? Meaning the implication being that you're allowed to shave off the payas of young children because they're not chayiv themselves. So if they're not chayiv, then there's no issur on anyone else. Amalei Chovam, and he said, Chovam, my wife does it. Mashma deledidei nicha deshari afilu l'ish. It sounds like he would hold that it's mutter even for a man to do it. Meaning the case was that his wife did it. So someone who's not chayiv in Hakafas HaRosh, which is a woman, was shaving ketanim or not chayiv. So nobody was chayiv. But so his unbelievable. His little kids were running around without payas. And how's it mutter? Oh, the wife did it, so it's okay. Right? My wife gives my kids haircuts every once in a while, like every time she slips up. And something will be messed up. So, you know, everyone says, how could you do that to the kid? He doesn't nebuch, he doesn't have payas. Right, he's not going to look like a Jewish kid, but not so bad. So the woman did it on the child. No one is chayiv, so everyone's good. Everyone ends up okay. But the implication is that Ravada Barava holds that that as long as one person is not chayiv, the other's not going to be chayiv either. So ein halach k'ravada. He says, but we don't pass him that way. We don't pass him like Ravada. We hold that if a non-Jewish barber is giving you a haircut and he cuts off your payas, that's a problem. The stamada shas perik beis ba mitzia kirav huna the kamer ikav benai ish da amar li isha takifli katan the lishna the tali bebar chiyuva hacha isha lav bas chiyuva hi mechayev sholcha mashma di imakifle gadol mechayev, because the gemara mesachs ba mitzia takes as a davar pashut that if either the makif or the nikif is a bar chiyuva, they are going to be in violation of the iser, that you don't need both the makif and the nikif to be in violation of the Isser. One or the other would be enough to be considered a legitimate violation of the Isser. It sounds like that would also be a violation, right? Lo sakifu, that he's being makif. Yeah. I'm not sure about that. You have to learn. I'm not sure. We have to look at the sugi again. I'm not sure about that, but that's what it sounds like. The Mitzvah Eisan in the back of the Gemara, as well as some of the other Achronim, quote from a Shar HaMelech in Hilchus Avodah Zarah, where it asks that Tosfos should have proven that the halacha is like Rav Huna, that all you need is one of them, either the Makif or the Nikif, to be a Bar Chiyuva, from the Sugya Nazir Daf Chav Tes, where it's Mashma Behed Yahachi, where it seems explicit this way, because the Gemara asks, L'mandiyam Adi'ish Madiyas B'no B'Nazir D'Rabbanan, the Gemara says, if you hold that a person is allowed to take a Neder Nazirus on behalf of his child, V'ha Ka'avid HaKafa, isn't he violating Akafa? So how can it, meaning that it's only Drabbanan, that Drabbanan I can make my child a Nazir. What do you mean Drabbanan I can make him a Nazir? I'm going to violate Akafa when I go and I shave his head. So how could that be only Drabbanan that he's a Nazir? Why is that Drabbanan allowed to push away the Yisra D'Horaisa of Akafa Sarosh? V'dachil glukma desfirli k'mandi yamar Akafa Sarosh lo shma Akafa mid'Horaisa. And what does the Gemara answer? No, when you shave, we're assuming like the Shita that if you shave the entire head, that's not called hakafa. Now, when you shave the entire head, hakafas kala rosh is not called hakafa. Why doesn't the Gemara just answer bepshitos that we hold like Ravada that it's mutzul hakafas hakatan, and there's no iser afilu midrabanan? So you see that we don't hold that way. You see that we don't hold like Ravada that as long as one of the people, one of the parties, either the makif or the nikif, is not a bar chiyuva, that it's all going to be okay. Because if we did hold that way, that should have been the answer of the Gemara in Maseches Nazir, rather than saying that we're working with the shita that a kafas kalarosh is lo shma kafa. Fine, that's how the Shara Melech proves. Okay. Tosos then says that there's another Gemara that maybe you'd want to bring a raya in terms of how to paskin, where the Gemara says that the assay of Mitzorah is docha the lav of akafa from the fact that it says rosho, which implies that everyone holds that it's aser al yidei isha v'nachri, that it's aser even for an isha v'nachri to shave someone else's head, because if it were mutter according to Ravada to have an isha or a nachri shave someone else's head, so why would the Gemara say why would we say that the asay is docha the los asay? After all, it's efshol the kayim shneim. You could just have nisha or nachri do it, and then it wouldn't be a problem. So Tos says maybe that's a raya that obviously even nisha or nachri cannot do it. So Tos says nah, that's not really a good raya. If you look at the third wide line of Tos, it says diyesh lifos disrukhal meimar didachi hechadein shem isha v'nachri. Now you still need a pasuk to tell me that the asay is docha the los asay, because you don't always have nisha or nachri available. available to do the haircut. So if there's no Isher Nachri available, so that's why I need the Pasuk to tell me that the Asay is Docha the Los Asay. But maybe in a Chinami, for an Isher Nachri, it's going to be totally mutter. If you don't have an Isher Nachri available, maybe you would say to wait for until an Isher Nachri becomes available. So no, you don't have to wait for an Isher Nachri to become available. You can apply Asay Docha Los Asay rather than waiting for a situation where you won't need to be in that spot of Asay Docha Los Asay. And he brings a raya to that idea from the Gemara in Masechus Chulin, Perek Shiluach HaKan, where it says, Asi Asay de Mitzora, V'dachi Asay de Shiluach HaKan. That the mitzvah Asay of Mitzora, you have to bring two birds for your karbon of Mitzora. Let's say, one of the birds is the mother bird that's hovering over the babies. So if you do the shiluach, you're going to be in trouble. Then you're not going to have a bird to bring for your karban. So the assay of mitzvah is docha the los assay of is docha the assay of shiluach hakan. And we don't say you have to wait till another bird shows up. So he says you see that you're allowed to have one iser docha another one mitzvah docha another idea another mitzvah another iser, and you don't have to wait till there's not going to be a dechia. Even though by definition they don't have to be docha each other, because you could just wait till the situation arises where you won't have the conflict. You don't have to wait for such a circumstance to arise. So therefore, that's what the drasha and the pasuk is teaching me, that the assay of mitzvah is docha the los assay of hakafa, even if it were mutter al yedei isha o nachri. You don't have to wait till an isha o nachri becomes available to be able to do it. You can allow the assay to be docha the los assay. Frek the mitzvah eisan in the name of the Shara Melech, that im kein mila b'shabbos heichi dami. How do you ever have a mila b'shabbos? If it's efshel l'kayim, if you're going to say that whenever it's efshel l'kayim shneim, you're not going to have a dechia, how do you ever have mila b'shabbos? If you hold that mila can be done even by a non-Jew, that you don't need a Jewish moel, so why don't you just have a non-Jewish moel do every mila on Shabbos? Or why don't you have a katan do the mila on Shabbos? Right, a katan is for sure kasher to do mila. So, okay, you may not want to take your chances with a katan, but maybe a non-Jewish urologist, right? Why not have him do the mila? So, masha kasev de katan, da'al yidei katan, avid iser, de gedolim usharim ala katanim. So the Shara Melech says, you know what? Maybe having a katan do it is also an iser, because you're not allowed to have a katan do malacha for you on Shabbos. Gedolim are musharim ala katanim. He says, ein mechuvar, lemifim asha kasev tos pesachim, de b'makom mitzvah lo amrinan kein. He says, it's not true b'makom mitzvah. B'makom mitzvah, we have no requirement to withhold the ketanim from violating Shabbos. According to Tosfos Maseches Pesachim Daf Pei Ches, incredible chiddush. So he quotes about Gasham Tirates, that mitzvah mutelas ala av v'shlucho kamoso. Unbelievable. He says, you know why you don't have the guy and the katan doing the mila for you? Because the mitzvah of the mila is on the father. And when the father hires a moel, he makes the moel his shliach. There's a major discussion in the Ketzos and the Shach in Hilchos Mila, whether that's in fact true, whether you need shlichus, whether you need the father or to make the moel his shliach. So the father makes the moel his shliach. So it's true, a mila done by a guy or a mila done by a katan is a valid mila, but the father's not mekayim his mitzvah when a katan or a guy does it, because they're not b'nei shlichus, they can't become shluchim. So he could never have made them his shliach. We would never apply shlucho shlodim kamoso by a guy or by a katan. Which is also an interesting discussion, that a katan, there's a major Tosfos Maseches Ksuvos about the idea if there's no shlichus for a katan, how is there the concept of zechia, of zachna adam shlo b'fanav by a katan, if zechia works mitam shlichus. Okay, but that's a conversation for a different time. Let's see a little bit of Gemara today. We are three lines from the top, and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says the Gemara. Maishna hacha detani lulukulu, umaishna gabi yitzios Shabbos umaris nagam, delo ketani lulukulu. Why in Maseches Shavuos do we list all four things that are shtayim shein? We start the Masechta with Shavu Shtayim Shein Arba Yedias, Hatum Shtayim Shein Arba Yedias, Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, Maris Lidam Shtayim Shein Arba. Yet when it comes to Masechta Shabbos and we actually talk about Yedias Shabbos, we don't mention all four. We just say Yedias Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. When we talk about Maros Negayim, we don't mention all four. We just mention Maros Negayim, right? So why is it over here that we have to mention everything, and in the other places in Shas where these topics come up, we don't mention everything? So Amri Shvus Vidius Vatumah the Gabi Adadi Ksivan Vidamina Adadi Bukarbonol of Yored Tani Lugabe Adadi. Well, over here, once we're mentioning Shvus, you have to mention Yidius Vatumah also, because Yidius Vatumah and Shvus come from the same pasuk, and they're very similar to each other in that they're both chayav karbonol of yored. So therefore, we mention them all. We mention Shavuos and Yedios HaTumah together. Once you're not only mentioning one area of halacha, you're mentioning two of the areas of halacha that are Shtayim Shein Arba. So then we just give the exhaustive list. We just give the full list of all of those halachas that are Shtayim Shein Arba, all four that are Shtayim Shein Arba. But in the other places, there is no reason to mention anything other than the topic at hand. In Masech Shabbos, Toma Yitzios HaShabbos, no reason to mention anything but Yitzios HaShabbos. If you look at Tosos Gabi Adadi Ksivi V'damin Adadi, Frek Tosos Gintem Gabi Maris Negoyim, Tomer Gabi Maris Negoyim, Lisni Kulu D'damin Adadi B'Karbonol V'Yored. Why doesn't it mention all of them B'Maris Negoyim also? B'Maris Negoyim is also Karbonol V'Yored. So it says Tosos V'Yishloma Delese B'Dali Dalus. But there's a difference between the Karbonol V'Yored B'Maris Negoyim and the Karbonol V'Yored B'Shavuos. Namely, that it doesn't have an additional level of Dali Dalus. You have the level of Dalus, but not an even lower level of Dalei Dalus. Vim Tomer Mikol Malkom Listening Masnisin Kodem Yitzios Shabbos Kiven De Isa Bedalus V'Dami Tfei L'Shavuos. Why doesn't it mention it in the Mishnah before Yitzios Shabbos? Meaning, okay, granted, you don't want to mention everything by the Maseches Nedarim, but at least mention it when you're giving the listener our Mishnah. At least put it before Yitzios Shabbos. Yitzios Shabbos doesn't even have an Olav Yared at all. It, forget about Dalei Dalus. Doesn't have any sort of Olav Yared. So at least put Maros Negayim in our Mishnah before you mention Yitzios Shabbos. Yitzios Shabbos is one that's least similar to everything else in the Mishnah. So it says, Yishlomer Dahani L'Chaper V'Hani L'Hachshir, that the role of the Karban serves a completely different role, whether it serves as a Kapara or it serves the Hachshir. Those are two completely different roles, and therefore, even though you call it the same thing in Olav Yared, it's not at all really similar. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Pasuk b'Shavuos u'mefarish Yedios HaTumah. Our Masechta starts off with Shavuos, and then it starts explaining the Yedios HaTumah. Meaning we say, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, Yedios HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, and then we start explaining the Yedios HaTumah. The whole rest of the mission was about Yedios HaTumah, and the whole first two prakam of Masechta are going to be about Yedios HaTumah, and not about Shavuos. So why is that so? Shouldn't it have started with what we began with Shavuos? So answers the Gemara, I did zrutr milayu pasuk sharilhu v'hadatani shvus t'nefishu milayu. Since the discussion of Yedios HaTumah is a shorter discussion, we wanted to get that discussion out of the way first. Shavuos is a longer discussion. It's going to be all the rest of the prakim in the Masechta, right? So that's a much longer discussion. But, right, Shavuos is seven prakim long. So the, right, seven prakim long, I think, yes. No, eight prakim long. So the last six prakim in the Masechta are all about Shavuos. The first two prakim are about Yedios HaTumah. So the Yedios HaTumah discussion is a much shorter discussion. We wanted that one out of the way first, and then we're going to get into the Shavuos discussion, which will take up the bulk of the Masechta. Now, the truth is, the discussion of Shavuos that are actually Shtayim Shein Arba, which is Shavuos Bitoy is Shtayim Shein Arba. The bulk of the Masechta is not about Shavuos Bitoy. There's one perek about Shavuos Bitoy. And then we go into Shavuos Ha'edus, Shavuos Ha'pikadon, we get into all other types of Shavuos. So the discussion of Shavuos Bitoy is really only one perek long. It's actually shorter than the discussion of Yedios HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba. So Tosus points out, yeah, but the discussion about Shavuos in general is a longer discussion, and we'd rather link all the discussions about Shavuos to each other. We'd rather all have them at the same time. So that's why we first want to discuss Yedios HaTumah, and then we'll get into the discussion of Shavuos. Now, very often, when the Mishnah will give a list and discuss the last thing on the list, the Gemara will say, yeah, that's normal, because sometimes whatever we are salak mimenu, whatever we just mentioned, we want to discuss first. Sometimes that's the style of the Mishnayos. That which we just finished off with, we want to mention first. Why does the Gemara not say that over here? The Gemara asks, why don't we discuss Shavuos first? We discuss Yedios HaTumah first. Why is that? So why didn't the Gemara just say, because Yedios HaTumah is what we just mentioned, so that's why we want to discuss Yedios HaTumah first. So Tosfos explains that you can't say that over here, because Yedios HaTumah is not what we just mentioned. It wasn't that the Mishnah started with a list of two things that are Shtayim Shein Arba. The Mishnah started with a list of four things that is time shein arba. Yedius Atuma was second on the list. We then get into Yetzios Shabbos and Maros Negayim. So Yedius Atuma was not the last thing we just mentioned. It wouldn't make sense to go back and discuss item number two on the list. You would either discuss item number one, or you would discuss the last item on the list. It wouldn't make sense to go discuss item number two on the list. And that's why the Gemara doesn't give that approach over here. Okay, Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba. Shtayim, what are the Shtayim by Shvuahs? Sha'ochel v'shalo ochel. Someone says, I will eat or I won't eat. Shein Arba, achalti v'shalo achalti. And Shein Arba will be someone that says, I did eat or I did not eat. Yedios HaTuma, Shtayim Shein Arba. The cases of Yedios HaTuma are Shtayim Shein Arba. What are those cases? Shtayim Yedios Tumas Kodesh v'Yedios Tumas Mikdash. The Shtayim are Yedios Tumas Kodesh, meaning a person forgot that he was Tamei and he ate Kodesh, or a person forgot that he was Tamei and entered the Mikdash. Shein Arba, Kodesh u'Mikdash. Shein Arba means that a person forgot that he knew he was Tamei, but he forgot what he was eating was Kodesh, or he knew he was Tamei and he forgot that the place that he's entering is actually the Mikdash. He thought it was just a really nice building. Yitzios Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. Yitzios Shabbos, we said Shtayim Shein Arba. How's that so? Shtayim Hotza'a Da'ani Votza'a Da'balabayis. We refer to the person standing on the outside as the Ani, because that's the typical situation. Someone comes knocking at the door when he's taking something from you that's coming from inside the house. So the Hotza'a of the Ani, meaning if the poor person and reaches in into the house and brings it out, and Otsad the Balabais, if the person who owns the house picks something up inside of the house and extends his arm outside and puts it down outside of the house. Shehein Arba, Hachnasa Dani Vachnasa the Balabais. Shehein Arba would be if the Ani takes his basket and puts it into the house, or the Balabais reaches from the Ani, takes something and brings it into the house. Maros Negoim Shnayim Shein Arba. Maros Negoim are also Shnayim Shein Arba. Shnayim Se'esu Baheres. The Shnayim are the Se'es and Baheres, which are different types of Maros. Shein Arba Se'es Vitoldasa Baheres Vitoldasa. The Gemara is going to explain later on exactly what that is, but there's some type of Tolda of each, a Se'es and a Baheres. Money Masnisan Lo Rabbi Shmuel V'Lo Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, wait a second, our Mishnah seems to fit nobody's shita. It seems to be against both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Why is it against both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Shmuel ha'amar inu chayiv ela al ha'asad lavo. Rabbi Shmuel holds that when it comes to shavuos, you're not chayiv for shavuos that you said achalti v'lo achalti, for past tense shavuos. You're only chayiv shavuos bitoy for shavuos that are future shavuos. So that's against our mishnah, because our mishnah assumes shayim shein arba is that the past tense ones also, right? Laharau lahetiv, he says, only means in the future. I Rabbi Akiva, so why don't you say that our mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva? Ha'amar al helim tumu chayivenu chayiv al helim mikdash, because Rabbi Akiva holds when it comes to tumas mikdash kedashav that you're only chayiv if you forget that you're tamei. You're not chayiv if you remember that you're tamei and you forget that this is the mikdash. But that was the shehein arba of Yedios HaTuma. So it can't be going like Rabbi Shmuel, nor can it be going like Rabbi Akiva. So says Gemara, Ibai Seim Rabbi Shmuel, Ibai Seim Rabbi Akiva. It could be going both like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Ibai Seim Rabbi Shmuel, Mehen L'chiyuv, Mehen L'ptur. No, it's telling you that there are four cases. Some of them you can be chayiv on, some of them you can be pater on. So you know, Kanami, the Shavuos of L'Shavar you can be pater on. But it's not telling you chayiv for four. It says there are shtayim shein arba in the parsha of Shavuos. Some you might be chayiv on, which are the future tense ones. Some you can be pater on, which are the past tense ones. V'ibay seimer Rabbi Akiva, or it could be going like Rabbi Akiva mehen l'chiv mehen l'ptur. And in regards to Yedios HaTuma, it's telling us that there are four cases of Yedios HaTuma. Cases where you forget that you're tamei, and cases where you forget that this is the Mikdash or that this is Kodesh. The former two you're going to be chayiv on, the latter two you're going to be pater on. So fracting mar liftar hadumya de maris negayim katani mahasam kuluchiyuva avachanami kuluchiyuva. But by maris negayim, when we say shtayim shein arba, we say that you're chayiv for all four. So how can you list yedios hatuma and shavuos together with maris negayim? If by maris negayim you can be chayiv in all four, by these other cases, bein rabbi Shmuel, bein rabbi Akiva, at least in one of these other cases, you're only chayiv two. You're not chayiv four. Why doesn't it ask from Yitzhiyos HaShabbos that you chayev all four by Yitzhiyos HaShabbos? It also points out, because the only way we know you chayev all four by Yitzhiyos HaShabbos is from a limud we're going to have later on, in 2 days from now, from Maros Nagaim. That's the only way we even know that you're going to be chayev for Yitzhiyos HaShabbos for all four. So we go with the source, with Maros Nagaim. Says the Gemara of the Olam Rabbi Yishmael, V'chilo mechayev Rabbi Yishmael l'sha'avra karban, aval malkos chayev mechayev. No, really, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yishmael. And you're right, Rabbi Yishmael says you're not chayev a karban for a shavu about what happened in the past, but he would agree also that you are chayiv malchus. So that's why we can mention shvuah shtayim shen arba. Ukidurava, it's going like Rava. Da'ama Rava, beferush ripsa Torah shvuah sheker dumya de shvuah shav. The Torah links shvuah sheker and shvuah shav to each other. Mashav l'sha'avar, just like a shvuah shav is about something that was, we described yesterday, what is a shvuah shav? About something that's either obviously true or obviously false. If I say this table is a table, I take a shvuah that this table is a table, that's a shvuah shav. If I take a shvuah that this table is a stone, that's a shvuah shav. It's either obviously true or obviously false. Shvuah sheker is something that's believable, but is false. Right, that's a shvuah sheker. So the Torah links shvuah sheker to shvuah shav. Mashav l'sha'avar, just like shav is about something that was, af sheker nami l'sha'avar. So too shvuah sheker is about what was. So bishlam achalti v'lo achalti k'derava. I understand why achalti v'lo achalti you're going to be chayv malkasan like Rava, because the actual act of taking the shvuah is an iser that you can get malkas for. Shelo ochel v'achal, if you say that you're not going to eat, you take a shvuah that you're not going to eat, and then you go and eat. I understand nami lav. I understand that you'll get malchus because by going and eating, you're actively violating a shvua. El ochel v'lo achal amai lav shein b'maisahu. But if you take a shvua that you will eat, so at the time of the shvua you didn't do any iser, and then you end up not eating, how could you get malchus? It's a lav shein b'maisah. It's an inaction that caused you to violate it. So Ksav Rabbi Shmuel, Lav Shein B'Maisa Lo Kan Lav. Rabbi Shmuel must hold that Lav Shein B'Maisa Lo Kan Lav. That's why he holds you're going to get Malkus in all four cases of Shavuos. Where does the Torah link Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker? So Rashi says, from the fact that it says L'Shav twice in the Torah, and Tos says that doesn't seem to be correct. Tos says the more reasonable pshat in terms of how the Torah links Shav and Sheker is from the fact that in the Aseres HaDibros, the first time around in Parshas Yisro, it says Lo Sana Breyecha Eit Sheker, and in the Dibros Achronos, in Veschanon, it says Lo Sana Breyecha Eit Shav. And that's for the fact that it changes the words from the word from one version of the Aseres HaDibros to the other, tells you that we're linking Shav and Sheker. Anyway, frak the Gemara, but wait a second, if you're going to say that our mission is going like Rabbi Shmuel, Ihachi Kashat Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, then we have a problem within Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is Sosa himself. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Allah Stam Mishnah, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Allah is like a Stam Mishnah, and we're saying that our Stam Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel, and it assumes that you get Malkus on a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. So Rabbi Yochanan would have to paskin that you get Malkus on the Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Yet, V'itmar, we know, if you take a shvuah that you're going to eat a certain kikar today, and then you end up the day passes and you didn't eat it, Rabbi Yochanan both say you don't get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Eino Loka Mishum Tavli Lav Shein B'Maisa V'Kal Lav Shein B'Maisa Ein Loka Nalav. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus because it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you don't get malchus on a Lav Shein B'Maisa against our Mishnah with the Ukimta, that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel and assumes that you do get malchus on a Lav Shein B'Maisa. But isn't Rabbi Yochanan supposed to paskin like every Stam Mishnah? Reish Lakish Amar Eino Loka Asra Asavi Giv Asra Asavi Gilosh Masra. Reish Lakish Amin Sol, there's a different reason why you don't get malchus. It's because it's Asra Suffolk. But the problem is that it's a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. As the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Stam Achrina Ashkach. Rabbi Yochanan must have found a different Stam Mishnah that assumes that you do get that you don't get Malkus on the Lav Shein B'Maisa. So Eino Chinami, our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah that assumes you do get Malkus on the Lav Shein B'Maisa, the way we're explaining our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yochanan can still paskin against our Stam Mishnah as long as he finds his own Stam Mishnah that goes against our Stam Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Hey Stama, what Stam Mishnah does he find that goes against our Stam? Let's say a person has a carbon pesach and he leaves over some meat from a tar carbon pesach, or he breaks a bone in a tame carbon pesach. Ain't a look as harbaim. He doesn't get malchus. Bishlam b'shover b'tamei d'chsev etzam lo sishgru bo b'kasher v'lo b'pasul. I understand when you break a bone in a tame carbon pesach, you're not going to get malchus because the pasuk says etzem losish bruvo, and we dash, and that means only in a kosher carbon pesach, not an apostle one. Avla mosir b'tar, my time. But why, when you leave over meat from a tar carbon pesach, should you not get malchus? Lav mishum davi lav shem b'maisa v'kal lav shem b'maisa in lokun lav. Isn't it because we assume lav shem b'maisa you don't get malchus on, and that's why you're not going to get malchus on it? So you see, it's a stam mishum that holds you don't get malchus on lav shem b'maisa. That's from Yochanan's mishnah. Says Gemara, no, it's not. Umi ma'id Rabbi Yaakov idam lav shem b'maisa in lokun lav. Dum Rabbi Yehudahi umishum deba kasav liti nasei archalos hasei. Maybe the reason you're not going to get malchus on leaving over from a tarik on pesach is because it's a lav anita klasei halav hachilaki. But otherwise, from the lav shem b'maisa perspective, you would get malchus. Where does this Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda come up? We have a brisa. Lo sosir mi menu ad boker, and also menu ad boker be ish tisrofu. You're not supposed to leave anything over. If you do, you have to burn it. Because of lite nasei achalosa say lomer shein lokun lav div Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's why you don't get malchus for no sir, because it's a lav anita klas a. Rabbi Yaakov omer lomer hashem uzeh elu mishum dav a lav shein bo maisa v'lav shein bo maisa in lokun alav. No, Rabbi Yaakov says it's because it's lav shein bo maisa you don't get malchus for a lav shein bo maisa. So that could not have been the stam mishnah of Rabbi Yochanan. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue in our quest to try to find the other stam mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan relied upon when he said that you do get that you do not get malchus for a lav shein b'maisa against our Mishnah that you do get malchus for a lav shein b'maisa.